Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
The U.S. Supreme Court has issued several controversial rulings on voting rights cases in recent days, as the push to make it harder to vote continues in many states, including North Carolina. Miles Rappaport, the new president of Common Cause, was in Raleigh this week and joined us to talk about voting rights, the need for redistricting reform, and dark money in politics. Well, thanks for being with us on News and Views. We appreciate your time.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
One of the big issues this year is making it easier or more difficult to vote. What do you make of this latest round of battles to restrict the right of people to vote?
I think it's a very troubling trend that has taken hold in a number of states to simply go at the issue of making it more difficult for people to vote, to kind of discourage voting. And it takes a lot of different forms, lessening or eliminating early voting, getting rid of same-day voter registration, requiring voter ID or photo ID, in some cases, some states, proof of citizenship. And I just think that our responsibility really is to have a democracy where everyone can participate as inclusively and as easily as possible. And I think steps that go in the other direction are a bad mistake.
Their justification for all this, generally, at least in North Carolina, has been that we have rampant voter fraud and we need to protect the integrity of our elections. And I'm sure you've heard that in various places. How do you respond to folks when they bring that up?
Well, I served as Secretary of the State in Connecticut for 4 years, and so I had responsibility for administering elections and have been following this for years. And voter fraud is a largely mythological construct, certainly voter fraud by impersonation at the polls. There are almost no cases of it. It has been kind of completely discredited as a problem. So I think when you peel that onion away, what you find is people who want to discourage people from voting as opposed to people who want to make sure that there is no fraud.
It seemed like after the Civil Rights Movement, when people literally died to give people the franchise, there seemed to be a brief period, maybe I'm wrong about this, where there was a consensus, and you heard it even growing up in school, that the more people that vote, the better for our democracy. How do we lose the consensus that the better it is for all of us if more people vote?
And I think there's still real progress, both being made and to be made on that front. I mean, there's a suite of policy items from pre-registration of 16 and 17-year-olds to same-day registration to early voting to mail-in balloting to online voter registration that are being adopted in many states and are really opening up the franchise. And I think there are many places where that's still happening. Unfortunately, I do think that some people have decided that it is to a tactical partisan advantage to keep the turnout low, particularly as the electorate changes towards a more diverse, more colored electorate, if you will.
Another issue I know Common Cause has been working on for a long time is the way we draw our legislative and congressional districts. In North Carolina, we have a roughly evenly divided state by almost every measure, and yet we have supermajorities in our legislature, and Republicans have a big majority in our congressional delegation. Where are we, do you think, on making redistricting reform something people can understand and work for?
Well, there have been two forms of redistricting abuse. One, for a long time, was simply bipartisan incumbent protection. You know, the two parties colluded and drew the line so that all incumbents were protected. More recently, you have kind of partisan domination redistricting. Both are wrong, and both, I think, ill serve our democracy. What Common Cause believes very strongly is that we ought to have nonpartisan redistricting processes, either through a citizen redistricting effort, as we have done in California, or by adopting, as the North Carolina Common Cause chapter is promoting, what's called the Iowa model, where basically the nonpartisan legislative staff draws it. The legislature has to take it up or down and can't amend it. Either one of those would be vast improvements from what you have here in North Carolina and what we have in many states. And I believe that over the next 5 years, between now and when the 2020 census comes about, a lot of states are going to decide this is no way to kind of run an airline. Let's redistrict fairly and let the chips fall where they may and let the voters decide.
In the few minutes we have left, let's talk a little bit about money and politics and what we can do about it and what's happening. North Carolina Senate race now is projected to spend combined more than $100 million. 70% of it is not from the candidates themselves. A significant percentage is the dark money that you talk about. How do we get to this point and what do we do about it?
Interestingly, Common Cause created the original campaign finance system under which we've operated it after the Watergate scandal. And for the last 40 years, the Supreme Court, beginning with the Buckley v. Valeo case and coming all the way through Citizens United and McCutcheon, has been intent on dismantling it. So I think there has been a deliberate effort to say that unlimited money is free speech, which I think is a judicial decision that rivals the Dred Scott decision for, like, what is it they were thinking. We believe very strongly in disclosure of where money comes from, in small donor public financing systems where we can get it, and in the long run, in a constitutional amendment that says very clearly that Congress and the states do have the right to regulate campaign spending in the interest of fairness and equity.
Not long ago, at least in North Carolina, I think this is true nationally, the folks on the conservative side of the spectrum who fought public financing and supported Citizens United used to always say, all we need is absolute full disclosure as quickly as possible so people know where the money's coming from. And somehow along the way, that dropped away. That seems to be something that you would think we would all be able to agree with.
You would think so. Ironically, in Colorado, Common Cause is now very heavily involved in what's called Citizens United 2, where Citizens United, the very same corporation that brought the Citizens United case, is now saying that they should not have to disclose their donors, that they should, that that's a discrimination that they want the Supreme Court to undo. So I think really what people are saying is, let's have a complete laissez-faire rule of the jungle system where money can come in freely and whoever has the most money is most likely to win. And if you believe that that's a good way to run our democracy, I respectfully disagree with you.
That's the next question I was going to ask, is there are people that think that politics is a market just like everything else. And why shouldn't we spend, you know, the silly soundbite is we spend, you know, more on selling potato chips than we spend electing a senator from North Carolina. How do you respond? What's wrong with that system?
Well, I think the logic out of it is that wealthy people should be given 1,000 votes and poor people should be given 1 or 2 votes and whoever wins the majority will win. I think that the essence of democracy, that is, rule by the people, is that everyone's voice should be heard, everyone's voice should count. And I think Common Cause's kind of raison d'etre, both nationally and here in North Carolina, is to try to make sure that we have a system that honors that. And what that means, it seems to me, is that everybody ought to be encouraged to vote and have the greatest opportunity to have their vote recorded, and that everyone ought to be heard as equally as we possibly can make it and not drowned out by someone who has bought a more expensive bullhorn.
Maybe the silver lining in these voter suppression laws and the explosion of money is that it has, and the intensely gerrymandered districts, that maybe it's awakened people to care more about democracy issues.
I think it really has. It is clear that how we run our democracy affects the decisions that are made by it. So whether you care about health care or whether you care about job creation or whether you care about a fair tax system, all of these things are impacted by the way our democratic system does or doesn't function. So I think people are getting it. And especially I think the people who feel like they are targeted by people who don't want them to vote are sort of saying, excuse me, but that's my right.
Well, we appreciate all the work that you and Common Cause are doing. Thanks for coming to North Carolina. Thanks for being with us.
All right. Glad to be here. Good luck.
Up next, big money from outside the states influencing legislative and judicial elections. Stay with us.